Combining colorful flowers is one way to create feeling and emotion in the garden today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Colors are not just colors. They have well-defined properties of hue, temperature, intensity, and value. Hue is simply the name of the color. Blue is blue and red is red. Colors can also have temperatures. Warm colors are reds, oranges, and yellows, while cool colors are greens, blues, and purples. The intensity of a color refers to how bright or dull it appears to the viewer, and value refers to how dark the color is, in other words, dark red color. Colors can also have tints and shades. A color tint is how much white is blended into the color. The shade of a color refers to the elements of black mixed in. Reds and purples are attention grabbers. They are opposite on the spectrum and have extreme differences. Purple is a cool color while red is very warm. The colors compete for attention and seem to leap and flutter next to each other. The red of Jupiter's beard and purple of sage can energize any garden. Blues, greens, and silver are calming and cool in nature. The combination of these colors creates a sense of serene refinement and style. Japanese painted fern is an example of combining rich textures and stylish colors. Orange and pink are analogous colors that are exciting when combined in the garden. These colors are said to have equal weights and create excitement as they compete with each other for your attention. But don't worry about creating the perfect color combinations. Plant flowering annuals and perennials together just because they look good. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.